You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, Ferial Hafiji tweeted last night, and I had to go and double-check the numbers because I couldn't quite believe what my eyes were witnessing. 230,000 people arrested for violating lockdown regulations so far. Can you believe that? We're heading towards 250,000 people arrested for violating what in many instances are trivial lockdown regulations. How many major arrests for state capture? Remind me. None that I can remember. Certainly none so far in the Steinhoff saga. And over the weekend, we also had Chief Justice Mogoeng saying that the lockdown and the state of national disaster implemented to curb the spread of the virus cannot function above the Constitution. And one such right is certainly the right to privacy, which we are seemingly ready to give away. If we look at all of the rights that have been infringed so far during this national state of disaster, Moorburger Smit, director and head of the data privacy practice at Worksmen's Attorneys, is on the line. Welcome, Amor. Just a year ago, there would have been a massive outcry if anyone even contemplated governments tracking our individual movements via our cell phones. But this is an unusual time. And obviously, the coronavirus pandemic has meant that we understand the need for things like contact tracing. Where are we currently situating this debate in the global context? How much of our personal privacy have we been willing to give away so far, South Africans?
Michael, I would suggest to a large extent we are actually out of line and out of sync with what is happening globally. And that impacts directly on the ability of individuals, data subjects, to partake voluntarily in this tracking and tracing process and the extent of how this happens. So where we are now, we all realize the balance is there is required, a balance between protecting the public health and but at the same time a balance that will limit the impact on privacy and autonomy of data subjects and individuals in this country. I think a large concern centers around the fact that time frame over which information will form part of this contract tracking database of government, where the regulations clearly says anything during the period 5 March 2020 to the date on which the national state of disaster has lapsed or has been terminated, and what's the length of a piece of string there, we don't know.
Well, that is the issue. We don't know when that will terminate. We don't know too much about the National Command Council either. Let's maybe just take a step back here for listeners who might not be au fait with what is on the table. What exactly is being proposed by government to impact or implement its contact tracing strategy?
Well, in terms of what is proposed by government is to form a contact tracing database that will be held by the Department of Health or is being held by the Department of Health. And yesterday we learned that almost 13,000 people in Gauteng alone has been traced because either they've been in contact or in close vicinity to a person tested positive for the COVID virus. Now, in terms of this process, the database will be held by the Department of Government, and other departments can add information or request information from this tracking database. You know, it is said that the database will be used for the control and the management of COVID-19, but there are so many unanswered questions in terms of this tracking database, amongst others if we consider security. So the intent is indeed to track people to make sure that we're proactive in identifying COVID cases. But contrary to what happens in other jurisdictions worldwide, this is not a message that gets sent out to a potential infected person to say, go and have yourself tested because you might have been in contact with a positive identified COVID-19 identified individual. This all goes into this tracking database, and I think the concern, or some of the concerns, relates to individual privacy regarding the use of this personal information collected. You know, what are the security, what are the time frame over which this information will be collected. And then a fear that personal information could be hacked and targeted by cyber criminals. And this fear cannot, unfortunately, be ignored.
And that is the big question I think many of us have. How can we be assured that this personal data isn't shared with other parties? How is this handled internationally to provide that level of confidence? How much transparency do we see globally versus what we have here in the process?
Indeed, and that is the fact that, you know, we know that a prominent judge and legal mind has been appointed, Judge Kate O'Regan, to monitor on a weekly basis and ensure that the tracking database is prudent and robust. But to what extent issues such as security and potential threat of hacking has been dealt with, we won't know because no one is communicating that detail. And I think if we look at what has been said by the World Health Organization in terms of global surveillance for COVID-19 cases, it is clear that the World Health Organization speaks to this and says, but it should be a systematic collection. And, you know, it should be interpreted for the planning and evaluation of public health relations, but it should also be limited. And there is a sensitive balancing that act that should be recognized to protect the rights of individuals. Now, and privacy, indeed, as you said when we started this conversation, is a fundamental human right. So on the one hand, we've got the collection of health information of individuals that indeed is critical in the current circumstances. And we need to identify hotspots. But that does not mean that we can now just throw to the side the other core aspects to be considered in terms of, you know, how do we limit the amount of information we collect and where do we store it and for how long do we store this information for? And this is not only in the legal fraternity that these issues are being raised. The Portfolio Committee on Justice, last week on the 12th of May, actually clearly said, but it's a concern that our Protection of Personal Information Act is still not being fully enacted and that it leaves South African personal information at a risk of being intercepted and exposed. You know, health information is a valuable kind of information, and it is something that is a commodity that can be traded very profitably. And as South Africans, we should realize that this and ensure that this information is indeed protected sufficiently.
That is the bottom line, not the fact that we don't agree with the strategy or the need to play our part, but to ensure that it's done in a way that does protect our personal information satisfactorily. Amor Berger-Smit, Director and Head of the Data Privacy Practice at Worksmans Attorneys.